And we are back. Episode 2. That feels good to say episode 2. I know a lot of people probably would think like this is only the second episode, but like this feels really good for me. It feels really good to just say episode 2. We're back. And just so you know, the podcast is, you know what, because I don't want to get this wrong. So the podcast, we're everywhere. Wherever you listen, we're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Google Podcasts. We're on Podbean. We're on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Listen Notes, Samsung, Podchaser, Boomplay. We are up. And I say we because this is the Cultivation House. And I know right now it's just me. But it won't be like that forever. So wherever you listen to your podcast, wherever you like to go, we're everywhere. And then obviously on YouTube because it's a podcast, but it's also like a video cast as well. So we're everywhere. So without further ado, though, let's just get into what today is about. And today, obviously, you know by the title, is about authenticity. Now, you can say authentic, I think, for the sake of what it is, it's going to be authentic. But I really like the word authenticity, which they're both the same thing. It's both the same thing. But today is going to be about authenticity. And before we start, though, let's do a song of the day, which is going to be State Run Radio by Lupe Fiasco. Now, just quickly, because I never want to talk too much about the music portion, even though I love music. I love music. State Run Radio is pretty much, the song is about the idea of, as a musician, you're basically like sacrificing, you're kind of giving up sacrificing. You're giving up who you are just to be like on the radio. For the most part, most of us understand if you truly like know music, not just like listen to it, you truly know music. The idea of the radio is to basically just make you become something that you're not, to sell the record. So that's what the song is about. And it was kind of, it was on Lasers, which a lot of people really did not like Lasers, but I think it was a phenomenal album. And it was very unfortunate that when this came out, a lot of people viewed Lasers as a very political album versus The Cool and then Food and Liquor. But Lupe did kind of step into a, at that time, he did kind of step into a realm where that wasn't the direction of music whatsoever. So it was kind of interesting that, you know, he took that direction. But nevertheless, I think that he spoke on something that he believed, and he stuck to it. There was never a doubt in Lupe's head that, oh, I'm going to silence myself or I'm going to be quiet about something. And I would say that this album pretty much, it kind of hindered his career. I believe he still had like Food and Liquor 2 come out, and then he's had like Drag Us. He's had I'm blanking on. I think he had like 2 more studio albums as well. And unless you like listen to Lupe, you probably didn't really like listen to the album. But it's kind of crazy that, you know, nowadays when it comes to music, especially like rap, you know, people say whatever they want. People protest however they want in music and in their songs and their videos and whatever the case is. And we kind of look to people and we're proud of those artists when they stand up against not just like the government, but when they stand up against some type of corruption or, you know, fighting for the little people. But when Lupe did it, it wasn't that it was unheard of, but it was something that people weren't used to for a long time with music and especially rap, because for the most part, rap was just all about, for the most part, a lot of the music was sex, drugs, money. You know, it wasn't a lot of also storytellers within this time period. So it was different, but I love it. And with that being said, I still think it's a perfect little segue into the idea of authenticity. And we're going to read the definition because, you know, it's Webster's, and why not just get the true origin of the word, you know? So, authentic. So the first definition is not false or imitation, real, actual, true to one's own personality, spirit, or character, worthy of acceptance or belief as conforming to or based on fact, conforming to an original so as to reproduce essential features, and made or done the same way as an original. So, pretty much exactly what I would have thought the definition of authentic would have been, and the idea of, you know, being an authentic person. But when it comes to my definition of it, which is going to be pretty much close to that as well, how I define authentic, I would say the true essence or presence of an individual or an idea. That's kind of how I would define the idea of authentic. I think overall, especially nowadays, you know, we're living in a different world, different day and age now, with the rise and then the explosion of technology that we're in. And I would definitely say for me, I think for the longest time now, I've struggled. No, you know what? Not that I've struggled with being authentic or remaining authentic, I think that I've just struggled with, can my authentic self present itself to other people and be received in a way that I'm thinking about it? And then what I mean by that is, I think now we live in a day and age where, I'm not going to say that people aren't their authentic selves, but everything and everyone seems to be the same. Now, I'm not saying that I'm the only authentic person and everyone else is fake. No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that when it comes to the masses, it seems like there's a overwhelming of majority that are the same. There is a similar formula. There's a similar pattern. It's a similar look, and that's what people follow, that's what like business practices follow. Example, when it comes to YouTube, I've been told, and then obviously there's so many videos out there, and all praise to the people that create like help content, because I look at help content all the time. It could be something as simple as like, how do you use copyrighted music in a YouTube video? Like I use it. So I love the how to videos and whatnot. But one thing that I've struggled with when it comes to, like I said, YouTube, for example, is your thumbnail has to be like it has to be engaging. It has to draw people's attention. It has to be like, you know, brighter colors. It has to set the tone, have to set the mood so that the photo itself engages people. Not even the photo, the thumbnail, because it's not really a photo. The thumbnail engages people so much that they're going to click on your video. That's one thing that I struggle with, because that's not me. Like, and it's crazy because I'm a photographer. I love photos. I love photo books. I love museums. I love the aspect of an image. But what I have a problem with, not a problem like, oh, I hate this or something like that, but what kind of just, it doesn't sit well with me is I feel like I'm having to be just like everybody else. Oh, in order for me to get views, or it just clicks, not even views, just clicks, it has to look like this. So it's going to look just like everyone else's. And I'm not saying that, like, no one is authentic for that. No, it's a formula, and it's a formula that works. But I also know a handful of other individuals where they don't necessarily do that. Just for example, like, we're using just YouTube, just an example. Corporate, who creates this hilarious videos. Like, I've been watching his video. He's the guy that does the Black Chicago Be Like videos. Just, dude is so funny. He's so talented. Love his music, too. He's actually a really good artist as well. He's a good artist just overall, not even just music, just everything that he does. He's a good artist, and he's brought along his friends and other people to give them that exposure as well. So he's just a phenomenal person, and I'm sure one day I'll meet him. I would really love to meet him, but I know he's a phenomenal person. But, like, he doesn't do that. His thumbnails is just a screenshot of the video, you know? So it's like the same thing that goes for, like, music videos. It's just it's a screenshot of a certain scene in the video, and then it's just whatever the name of the video is. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I'm not focusing on that. I'm gonna be completely honest, and I don't want to make this seem like, oh, I'm not putting in as much work as these other people. That's the least of my worries. The least of my worries is, does my stuff look like someone else's in order to get the engagement? No, I don't. I could care less about that. That's not me, so I'm not gonna do it. So, you know, that's, and I'm only using the YouTube thumbnail thing as an example, but just going into the world in the realm of social media, whenever I feel like I have to post a photo, I find myself feeling like I've always, and I know one day, I say that I'm going to have a, what is it called in a museum when you have an exhibit? When you go into a museum and you look at, you know, photos, the photos might have a name. That's it. Like, the artist named the photo. That's it. There's no description. There's no long paragraph. There's no, in every day we live, we need to understand that it's not the seconds that matter. It's not even the hours that matter. It's time within itself. Like, you know, and I don't know if that sounded deep or not. I don't know. I just tried to make that off the top of my head. But, like, that stuff doesn't, I love to be a deep person. I really do. Like, I will get deep. Like, I'd rather have a deep conversation than just, like, kidding around, to be completely honest with you. But it's those things where I'm like, that's it. That's not me, though. I'm not going to sit here and the photo that I took, I want whoever is looking at this, whoever's engaging with it, I want you to feel something. I want you to look at the photo, and I want you to think of a caption. I want you to think of a story. Like, I don't want to draw your attention to what I felt You know, there are so many photos that I've taken, and I could have captioned them something real deep, something real serious, but I'm just creating a vibe. I'm telling a story, but I just feel like the words do not matter. Well, at least when it comes to that, because, you know, when it comes to like making a movie, oh, the words are important. You need to be able to convey a certain message through your script as well as the actual visual. But when it comes to like photography, that is the story. The image is the story. I don't want to put words on that. And so that's why most of my posts, I would just put the artist. So whoever the model is, and then, you know, eventually whoever does like hair, whoever does makeup, you know, if it's someone was a stylist, like those are the only things I'm gonna ever put is artist. That's it. I might date it with the date, but like I don't want to do all that stuff. And it's not that it's out of laziness. That's defeating the purpose of how I feel. Like I don't want to try to bring people in. That's not me. I just feel like the real Cameron is a person who I want to just share my art with the world. I'm not trying to captivate you by the words I say. That's not what I'm trying to do. I want to do it in a way that when you just see my art, you're like most people say, I would rather someone see what I've created and they're speechless. You know, like how can someone ever say like, I want to leave people like speechless or breathless, but then your caption is two paragraphs long. you're not speechless at all. And that's how I feel sometimes when I take a photo. And the people I've worked with, you know, I'm sure they'd all say the same thing. Sometimes I take a photo, I'm like, this is the one. Like, this is the one. Yes, that's the money shot. And that's it. I just leave it there. And, you know, and for the people watching this on YouTube, I probably will be having photos appear kind of, you know, when I am talking about photos at least. And then for my podcast listeners, obviously I'm sorry you can't see the photos, but you could go when you're done with the podcast to my Instagram and kind of look at the portfolio I've created there, or go to my website, and you know, all of those are going to be under Studio Cultivate, and Cultivate with a K. That's the play. And I'm sorry, I was going to say this is off topic, but it's really not, because it still is about being authentic, being real. My name is Cameron. It starts with a K. So when I try to invent a name for me, I thought of, obviously, studio. Yes, this idea of studio kind of tells you that this person is an artist. This person does something in the art field. But I'm like, I don't want it to be my name. That was the one thing I didn't want. I didn't want it to be my name because, yes, I'm here. We're at the end. At 10 years later, when I've created, you know, a whole production company, people, yeah, they know me. You know me. But I don't want the business to be my name. Like, I don't. So I'm like, and I thought hard about what words mean a lot to me, or what words would sum up the work that's going to be done. And I thought about, it took a long time. Don't get me wrong, it took a long time. And I thought of cultivate, because I want to make an impact on the world. I want to cultivate a better place. And I thought, yeah, cultivate. But then I'm like, I don't want my name in it. But I'm like, but what if we took the C and made it a K? And that's the thing that stands out about me, because my name is Cameron with a K, so I'm going to use K with Cultivate. And so that's kind of the story of why I call it Studio Cultivate. And once again, like that, it just, you know, bringing in that this is me, this is real, this is the this is the original, it's Cameron with a K. So there's Cultivate with a K. But yeah, so that's kind of the, you know, a few of the thought process that I always have, though, especially when it comes to social media, is just, it's just not being, and I don't want to say like everyone else. I really don't, because I don't like saying that, just because it's, everyone doesn't do that. But there is a formula out there, and I just think way too many people just kind of want their moment, their viral moments. And it's, I just feel like people do sacrifice who they are for their viral moment. I feel like people will, especially now that, I mean, everything lives on the internet, everything. So I just feel like people will just sacrifice who they are, forgetting that stuff will just live on the internet just to have a moment. And my favorite thing, and this is going to sound really mean, but my favorite thing was, maybe, I want to say, I feel like a lot of this was happening, it still happens now, but maybe like, no, it was before COVID. I would say like maybe like 2017, 2018. I feel like there were so many people that would like create apology videos. Oh my goodness, I know, like, it's gonna make it seem like I'm rude or something because I'm laughing, but like a lot of people will make apology videos, and oh my god, I'm so, I just don't understand like why people took this a certain way, and I just want to say I'm really sorry to this community or that community or these people or this group of, like, I would laugh watching apology videos. And the reason being is because who are you? Who are you? Why are you doing that? You not one person needs to apologize for anything that they do and or say. Now, I know that's a loaded statement, because, you know, then you got people who are like, what do you mean you don't gotta apologize for anything you do? What if you do something bad, you should apologize for that. You can't just go around doing bad things to good people. You're right, you can't. But also, you don't have to apologize. You know why? Because at the end of the day, at the end and the beginning of the day, that person who felt bad about something that you did or something that someone said, that is for them to honestly just live with. That's for them to deal with. There's never been any point in time where I said that, dude, they should apologize. There was never any point where nothing, and this is to me, I can't speak for a whole community or a whole group of individuals, but me as a black man in America, you gotta clarify that, because it's one thing to be a black person anywhere, but a black man in America, not one time did I ever expect anyone to apologize for anything they did to the black community, any police officer, any politician, any business. At the end of the day, like, it's not even that I didn't care. It's that me and who I am as Cameron Jackson, I understand who I am and I understand my values. nothing else that anyone does or says is going to hurt me and make me less of who I am. Companies do it all the time. Companies apologize too. I don't know if it was sometime, obviously, I was going to say last year. We've only been in 2024 for like a few days. But I don't know if it was 23 or 22. I think it was, I don't want to get this wrong, especially doing this podcast and YouTube. And I don't want to get it wrong of the company. So I'm pretty sure it was Balenciaga. So Balenciaga, if you don't know, they had, I don't even know. Honestly, I have no clue what the campaign was. I don't know what they were actually advertising. But they basically had an ad where they had a like little girl holding a teddy bear, but then the teddy bear was like in like BDSM attire. And for those people that don't know BDSM, basically like bondage stuff. So, and people that don't know bondage stuff, they had the teddy bear in sex stuff, basically. Lord, because I'm like, it's gonna be people like, I don't know what that is. So they had the teddy bear basically looking like it was about to be like dominated. in other words, and obviously you had a whole bunch of people, you know, like, oh my God, this is, you know, especially to have like a little girl holding the teddy bear, they, you know, people just kind of jumped right on like, oh, this is like really wrong. This is really bad. Like, you can't be promoting like this, yada, yada, yada. I don't care that they needed to say an apology. I didn't. How in the hell? When I saw the ad, I was like, that. The first thing I thought in my head, I was like, that's creepy. Swipe. For me to feel some type of way, oh my God, this is disgusting. What? I would never buy in. Why does that matter? Move on. And if you do feel that way, like, you don't want to, because I do have stuff like that where I'm like, I'd rather not, like, put my money there because I understand what this company stands for and they don't, you know, like, so I get that. But, like, to make such a huge deal to the point that you think that someone owes you an apology, you gotta stop it. You gotta stop it because let me tell you something right now. If there's people out there listening, watching this, and you think that these companies that make billions of dollars give three shits about apologizing for anything insensitive, you might as well catch the first flight to on SpaceX to the moon when they start having people live there. Because I'm gonna let you know right now that these billion-dollar companies could care less. Okay, you know, their stuff takes a little hit or whatever. They could care less about that 5% drop. They really could care less about that. They'll recoup that within the next year. You know why? Because people forget stuff. People truly do forget stuff. Because people aren't as authentic as you really think they are. You didn't really feel that. That wasn't the real you. And that's the point with all this. It's not the real you. That's not how you actually feel. Why do people feel the need to think that they have to cancel someone, which I'm very excited about, actually. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me finish my thought. I'm so sorry. That was unprofessional. Let me finish my thought first. I'm sorry. I'm still new to this episode, too. People really find the need that they need to cancel something or someone, mostly someone, not something, but want to cancel someone. It's because it's going on everywhere, because you feel that you feel like you're going to have a voice now. That's mostly what it is. It's canceling is a lot of voiceless ass people. And if you don't understand that, I don't know how much more I can break that down. Canceling is just a lot of voiceless people because it's truly not how you actually feel. It's not the real you, because the real you would see something and honestly just go right past it. The real you see something that you think is offensive and you put up this whole fight about, you make all these tweets, you fight people on Twitter about, yada, yada, yada. But then you go out into the real world and you are probably dealing with scandals all over the place. This was a while ago, but there was a girl I used to work with that was, and I can't even think of that word. Lord, have mercy. But hopefully eventually, like, I can come a little bit better when I'm trying to find a certain word or a certain term to use. But she was so adamant. That's what I was looking for. She was so adamant about how much she hated men, you know? Yeah. How much she hated men. And every time there was, you know, some type of, like the whole Me Too movement, she was always just like, yeah, like they need to go to jail, and yeah, we need justice. Yeah. You know? Always wanting to cancel every single dude that got, acquainted within the Me Too movement, which I will say, you know, it's some nasty niggas out here. It's some messed up. I was going to say another word, but I really don't want to drop the F-bomb on this podcast. But it's some messed up dudes out here. Like, before I say what I'm going to say, like, I want to actually make it clear and known that, like, I can't stand, and I not even stand isn't strong enough, hate isn't even strong enough, but like, I truly have a deep hate for men that take advantage of any, like, take advantage of a woman, man, a child, like, truly, just because you think that you have power. I hate it. But so that's how she felt about, you know, every guy and whatnot. But then come to find out, she had a boyfriend, but then she was sleeping with his best friend, but then also she was messing around with her boyfriend's brother. And, when I found out all this, I'm just like, I never really presented it, like, to her. Like, I've really never actually been this person to, like, really confront anyone in that sense. Because, like, again, you know what? It's not affecting me. It's not, what you're doing isn't hurting me, my image, so like, I don't really need to address anything. I'm gonna let you live your life the way you think that you should be living it. But I'm like, dude, like, you know, that's you feeling a certain way about this, like, yeah, and I get the feelings of, like, the Me Too and what it means. I'm not taking that away from it, but I'm like, you have such a strong hate for men, but look what you're doing to your boyfriend. And then you being way too nasty because you stand in the circle, brother and best friend. Like, come on now. Like, you need to, you're not the perfect princess. You're not the perfect person that, you know, you, I don't, I just, there's one thing to like believe in something and advocate for it, but then there's another way of like when you're going about it in a loud way, like making it known that you're all for this, but then your life is like scandalous. Like you also have problems that need to be corrected. You have things that you're doing that society also says is wrong. It ain't nasty. So like it's just I just feel like a lot of people follow, you know, whatever the trend is, and so much is lost in that. And I just feel like being authentic is not easy. It's not easy in today's world. And I think a lot of people would look at an authentic person and call that person weird. You would say that, like, you would look at that person and kind of be like, why aren't you getting it? Like, you know, like, oh, how have you never heard about this? Or how have you never seen this? Or, oh my goodness, you don't know about this celebrity? Oh my God, you don't know this headline? You don't know that? What's, like, an authentic person, like, you know, me and Jenny's, one of our, like, well, not one of, but, like, our dream would be for most, I'm sure everyone knows Twilight. I don't even have to explain Twilight. Everyone knows Twilight. I hate Twilight, though. With that being said, I hate Twilight. I hate the plot. I hate the storyline. I really hate, like, how it just all goes. It's such a chick flick. Like, a beyond chick flick. Like, I would rather watch The Notebook than watch Twilight. And then I also hear now they're trying to remake Twilight. And I just don't... That's a whole nother subject for another day, but like I just don't understand. Like Hollywood, there's too many talented writers out there for y'all to be listening to these writers who want to remake every classic movie there is. And yes, I can say Twilight is a classic, but still not like it. That's a thing. But our dream would be the house that they lived in that was like in the woods, and it was like all glass and stuff, and it was very minimalist, but you know, it was just in the woods, just quiet. That's us. That's what we would love. But you know, that's also kind of dangerous with, not even dangerous with animals, just dangerous with people, because you never know. But I only say that to say, like, that's the type of energy that I give off. And that's the type of energy that I'm always going to want to give off. I'm cool. I'm calm. You know, I can be I call myself a chameleon, but in the sense that I'm able to talk to anyone or anybody. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how you got to where you are. I can have a conversation with you, you know? But for the most part, I love to be alone. I really do. That could be an only child syndrome. But I love being alone, and I love being just with Cameron. It took me a while to get to a point of just loving myself, and I'm not all the way there, you know, there are still things there, but I think that I love enough of me because I've started to be more authentic, and I still have a ways to go. I'm 30, but you know, I think the journey never ends. You know, I don't think the journey ever ends. I think you're kind of, you ride it for a good amount of time. And, you know, it's just full of stories. But I think And I hope I'm not saying I think a lot. I really do. But like I said, these are, this whole Cam's Corner is journaling, you know, and it's literally what I think about. But I think when it just comes to the idea of being like, just being true to you, being the original, you know, it is hard because our life has shaped us. We've went through things and we've experienced things that shape us. And I'm not going to say change us, but it helps us grow. You know, say you get your heart broken 3 times in a row. And I say heartbroken. You know, there's people that are listening to this. There are people that are watching this that understand exactly what I mean when I say heartbroken. And just imagine that happening like 3 times in a row. That's going to drastically change who you are to the point where it's hard to be an authentic person now, because your mind is now, it's changed now. You can't be, we're just going to use me in this case, like, you can't be Cameron anymore. I have to protect the little amount that I have. And this goes beyond just like getting your heart broken. I mean, there are people that are, you know, emotionally abused, physically abused, mentally abused. Those things are all three in the same realm. It is hard to be an authentic version of yourself. Don't get me wrong. And it's not easy for me to do it. I'm not sitting here on this podcast saying that I don't understand why people can't just be. No. Because I still have trouble with being an authentic person. But it's just that I try to practice it as much as I can. And I try to, you know, I try to feel the energies around me so that I know how to act as well, like how to engage or how to interact. Because, you know, I could be in a place where it's very, the people all around me are very ignorant, saying it in a very nice way. And I understand that my interactions are probably going to be a lot less, because I don't like that energy. I really don't like a lot of ignorance around me. But at the same time, I could be around a whole bunch of, I would say, business savvy, blue collar people. And again, my energy picks that up. And once again, I don't like to be around a lot of those people either, because those people aren't real. And, you know, so being the most authentic version of yourself, you know, it will change from time to time, from environment to environment, vibe to vibe, energy to energy, whatever the case is. But I feel like the thing for me to always remember, though, is don't do or say anything that you don't believe, Cameron. You know, I may change my grammar. I may change the presentation. And I'm not saying, like, sometimes I could just be like, oh, nah, yeah, I feel you. And then other times I'm like, yes, I do understand. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, like, in terms of just, like, you know, even if it was, like, for example, like a job interview, I'm going to speak like this. I'm still going to be like, oh, yeah, you know, I have experience here for this amount of years and I learned this, yada, yada, yada. And then if one of my friends were to ask me, like, oh, how'd the job interview go? Well, like, it was cool. Like, you know. Like, I mean, I probably got a shot of getting a job. Like, you already know, like, I done did this for this long. I done did this for this long. Like, so, you know, So it's still the core of me is still the same, but it's just depending on the situation or the environment, you got to understand those things, especially. But I believe that it is very hard to remain in an authentic version of yourself in today's world because there is so much out there that says it should look like this. This is what's desirable. This is what it's like. This is what will win. This is it. And, you know, sometimes, don't get me wrong, sometimes the most authentic people, you know, they don't succeed. You know, they're not the most desirable. But I think when it's all said and done, though, you know, when it's all said and done, the only thing that I truly want is I just want people to know that I try my best. I just want people to know that I try my best with anything that I did. That could be this business. It could be something as simple as this episode, being a man, being a father. I just want people to know that Cameron was Cameron. Was he the best? I know in my past I wasn't. You know, we speak to a few women that I used to speak to in the past, and, you know, they'd probably see me now and see how I am, and they'd probably know that I changed for sure, but I'm sure the things that they would say probably would be very unpleasant. Because I wasn't the greatest person. I wasn't authentic. I was being what I thought that I had to be in order to, you know, get things that I thought I wanted back then. But with that came lessons, wisdom, and I'm here now speaking about no matter what. At the end of the day, you got to hold on to the most authentic part of you, and you do got to protect that, but you should also be living it. You should also be living it. Authenticity isn't made and it's not taught. Authenticity is one of those things that you are born with. It's you. It's who you are. You know, that a lot of people's inner child. And trust me, my inner child is he's still going through something. he still is. But we're fighting. We in here. But like I said, I just want to make sure that I'm being as authentic as I possibly can. And it's like I've seen my life before. And I'm not trying to sound all crazy and whatnot, but you know, there are so many deja vu moments. Especially, I have more deja vu moments now than I've really had in my entire life. And I'm like, I've been here. I've done this already, you know. And or it could just be a parallel universe, you know, theory of, you know, there is a whole another Cameron and we're both kind of coinciding at certain times. And that could be it as well, you know, if you believe in that stuff. But you know, if they're, like I always say, this isn't necessarily for the masses. It's not for people. It is for me. But, you know, if there's one thing that I would really just want people to take from this or have people understand is the world would be so much better if we all just were ourselves, like truly ourselves. If you love, you know, if you love your farm and you love your gun rights and you love your low towns and you don't want nobody touching it, that's you. Just be you, though, and don't make it seem like the person that, you know, comes from the big city who loves their gay rights and, you know, they believe in traveling the whole entire world before they die. Don't think that their outlook is different. Their outlook on life is different. No, it's two different authentic people. You be you, let that person be them. If you be your authentic selves and they're their authentic selves, there's no point that either or of those people's lives don't need to mean any less to each other, if that makes sense. I hope I made that make sense, but just be the most authentic version of you and don't just continue to push for the excellence within yourself. Because I think also with people thinking that they are being their authentic selves, they're growing in the wrong direction, though. They're growing on top of things that aren't them. And if you just focus on who you are, you know, that growth would mean a lot more to who you are, and in this case, to who Cameron is. I know that I want to be one of the greatest photographers that ever lived, and I want to be a cinematographer. I'm going to continue to be my most authentic self to get to that point, and my growth on top of that will progress that even stronger versus me trying to be something else or trying to jump on a trend or jump on a wave that everyone else is on, but I don't feel good when I do it. I just feel like I'm trying to do it to reach the masses. Like, nah. Just do you, be you. I used to work at Chipotle for a while. And one of my favorite things that they incorporated was authenticity lives here. One of the best things I ever heard, and probably one of the mantras that I live by. Authenticity lives here. And I think I'm going to just leave it there. And once again, I appreciate anyone that's gotten this far, listened this far. And, you know, I can say nothing more than just thank you. And I hope that, you know, you give me a like. You give me I don't even know how I wanted to say that. I hope that you leave a like. I hope that you may subscribe if that's on YouTube or Apple Podcasts or Spotify or iHeartRadio, Samsung, Google, however you listen to your podcast. And obviously, I am going to try to do this every Monday and Thursday, so two episodes every week. You never know. Life can happen, though, and maybe I don't do it for one day, but I'm really going to try to do it those 2 days and at least once a week for sure. But thank you for coming to this, to Cam's Corner. Oh, what am I doing? I'm always going to forget. Shout out to the last song that I'm listening to, Dripping by Tory Lanez. And I'm gonna make this quick because we're already done with the podcast. But I know a lot of people have their opinions on Tory Lanez, but I truly Tory Lanez is my top three favorite artists, not rappers, artists. I think that this man is so, he is in another atmosphere of creativity. And, you know, I really could care less about celebrities' personal lives in terms of, you know, the decisions that they decide to make, because they are people too. They are humans too. They also find themselves in bad situations sometimes. But, you know, I'm standing on it. I can't wait for Tory to get out of jail. I hope he gets out of jail early. Like, Tory Lanez is definitely a reason that I want to shoot more music videos, because of his creativity and the amount of patience and time and energy that he puts into his craft. There are not a lot of artists that you can name that work as hard as Tory Lanez, hands down. And I mean as a whole spectrum too, not just on the music, not just on the songwriting, not just on the video, not on the album artwork, no, at the whole entire spectrum. Tory Lanez does it phenomenally. Just has personal decisions that, or people that he needs to not be around in the future. But again, thank you for coming into the corner with me. It was definitely a pleasure for anyone who stayed this long and listened to me ramble and talk all about being authentic and authenticity today. And I hope everyone out there can keep cultivating so that this world can be a better world for all of us to live in. I will see or hear everyone in the next episode.